Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning we're at Day 2 at Greenville 2010 in Chicago, and I'm in the Johnsonite booth with Diane Martell. And Diane, you recently have changed jobs, and I know you've moved from Texas up to Ohio, and now you're Johnsonite's vice president. Tell me again.
Actually, I'm Tarquette's vice president of environmental strategies and planning. It does include Tarquette Residential and Johnsonite on the commercial side.
Okay, and everybody knows that Tarquette owns Johnsonite, so you work on both the residential products and the commercial products.
Correct.
What does that mean? What is your role now that you've moved up to Ohio?
Well, basically, planning and strategy going forth for the company, that includes internal initiatives like the ISO 14000. We have key performing indexes. We're trying to really lower our footprint and the footprint of our products. We also have certifications that we're trying to achieve in SF 332. We already have two groups of products that we are trying to certify. And next year, we're going to have additional three categories. We also have initiatives like the Restart Program, Eco Scorecard, anything that's linked to the environment in the market or internal.
Okay. And we're standing in a booth that's got the huge Johnsonite logo over it. So let's talk about that for just a minute. Johnsonite is one of those companies that for the longest time has understood exactly what the specifier is looking for. That's one of the reasons you're very successful. Talk a little bit about what you think the specifiers are, why they come to Greenville.
I think the specifiers, the market, generally speaking, commercially, we're much more advanced on the environmental sustainability stories. But I think the market is also confused because there's so many different eco labels, there's so many greenwashing, and I have to be, you know, it's really a reality. Not necessarily voluntary, but a lot of people don't understand what sustainability is, and there's a lot of ifs and why. So basically, I think Greenbuild is a good venue to really educate people. You look at the seminars. I was on one on eco-labeling this morning and what that means for the future. Yesterday, I was in an indoor air quality one. I think it gives valuable information to the specifiers, architects, and designers that are looking for that kind of information. And certainly in this world today, that's where the future is.
Okay, so they're actually seeking the truth, if you will, and trying to cut through a lot of the static around what is truly a green product.
Correct. I think they're looking much more now for transparency from the manufacturers. They're looking for the real story.
Okay, great. Now, we're here, as I said, in your booth, and so what are some of the key message points for the specifiers from Johnsonite?
Well, we are still promoting the balanced choice approach. Product, really the choices that the specifier, because we have such a large portfolio, we really can address any kind of need from the specifier designer. Tarquette is very solid on its environmental story. We do have recycling programs. As you know, we actually recycled in 2010 30 million pounds of post-consumer waste. We have huge programs on pre-consumer waste and or post-industrial waste. We've reduced probably about 20% this year on our waste stream. So our programs are solid, and it leaves the architect, designer, specifier choices on product, from rubber to vinyl to linoleum. We have all choices and basically good stories and good sustainable stories behind all of them.
Okay, Diane, now you're getting ready to go through your first winter up in Ohio. You brace yourself for that?
Yeah. I'm getting ready for that. I got my car ready. I had to change all my fluids because I came from Houston, and you know all those. I mean, they're not meant for a freezing temperature, so I had to get that done. I did that a couple weeks ago. I just didn't want to have any trouble with the car. So, yeah. Tires also. Yeah. I'm ready.
Well, it's great to talk to you again. We've been talking to Diane Martell, who many people know was the head of marketing for ASRock and is now up in Ohio with a new role with Johnsonite and Tarquette. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.